This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China Saturday named Li Qiong, a close confidant of top leader Xi Jinping, as the country's next premier, nominally in charge of the world's second largest economy, now facing some of its worst prospects in years. Li was nominated by Xi and appointed to the position at Saturday morning's session of the National People's Congress. China's ceremonial parliament came a day after Xi, the 69-year-old, secured a norms-breaking third five-year term as state leader. California banking regulators Friday moved quickly to close startup-focused lender SVB Financial Group, the largest bank failure since the financial crisis, a sudden collapse that prompted the global banking sector to shed billions in market value. Reuters' Freddie Joyner reports.
California banking regulators shut down the bank and put it under the control of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC said the main office and all branches of Silicon Valley Bank will reopen on March 13th, and that all insured depositors will have full access to their insured deposits no later than Monday morning.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The presidents of the United States and European Union Commission met Friday in Oval Office to talk trade. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to open negotiations between the United States and the European Commission on boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electrical vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. Speaking in the Oval Office at the start of the meeting, both Biden and von der Leyen underlined the strength of their partnership, their unified support of Ukraine, and efforts to hold Russia accountable for invading Ukraine.